45 degrees in Buffalo. The time 10:04. This is WBFO News. Route 5 remains closed in both directions currently from Ridge Road to Lake Avenue. The reason, a massive industrial fire this morning. Chasing that story for us is WBFO's Avery Schneider. We go to him live now.
JM, still at the Woodlawn Volunteer Fire Company on Route 5, where I just watched one fire truck leave the scene, presumably to go lend some aid. Now, this is a staging support area. They're helping out with traffic control and also have other standby crews on the area to fight the blaze if needed. I spoke earlier with Lakeview Fire Chief Mark Sapanik. He says that word right now is that a building with wood pallets is what is burning on the former Bethlehem Steel site. He says the blaze is being fought by multiple companies. Here he explains.
From Town of Evans Activated, Town of Orchard Park, Town of West Seneca, City of Buffalo, I believe, and obviously Lackawanna.
Now, I think I heard it referred to as a general alarm fire. Is that basically calling everybody?
That is correct.
So how long before we might see something like this fire coming under control? Are there concerns over...
It's hard for me to say. I haven't been at the scene, but I would say at least a day.
Now, Jay, he was able to confirm for me what I was overhearing, that the Frontier School District has been evacuated. He told me, unconfirmed, he's hearing that the students have been evacuated to the Agri-Center at the Erie County Fairgrounds. And, of course, he encouraged that parents get guidance from the school district itself. What residents need to know right now is to keep windows and doors closed and shelter in place and not take part in any outdoor activities. They should remain in their homes or where they are unless ordered to evacuate. That's in line with what Hamburg Emergency Services has posted on their Facebook page. They've also announced that air monitoring stations have been set up at the location of the fire and throughout the town. They also want to remind residents not to call 911 for information about what's going on. 911 should only be used in case of an emergency. Jay, reporting live from Route 5, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.